Welcome to Messy Business, the podcast about the realities of making it all work whilst juggling everything life throws at you. I'm Libby Langley, business mentor, author, self-employed since 2011 and still making it up as I go along, still occasionally crying into my laptop and still here for it. This isn't shouting strategy from the rooftops. It's about what's working, what's changing, what I'm experimenting with, all shared so you feel more supported and more human in your own messy business. Here's this week's episode. Enjoy. Hello, Libby Langley here with another episode of Messy Business, your favourite accompaniment for your dog walk, housework, whatever else it is that you're doing, driving people to places, driving yourself about, just wandering aimlessly, all of those things. I am here in your ear. Hello, and thank you for listening. I want to talk about capacity today. I felt my capacity has been really, really low, I think, for 2 years now. But seriously, 2026 has felt a bit kind of like heavy, I think. There's a lot of talk online about, and I don't mean like the horrible stuff, I mean amongst people, genuine people, about kind of being tired and not necessarily feeling it. And I know that that's because the world is a troubled place. But, you know, we still go on, right? We still go on and we still do our do. But I think that capacity, our mental capacity, we should give it more credit and perhaps more importance than we do. So my capacity is really, really low. And I know it's always been, well, I don't know, for the last like 10 years, it's been quite low. But I know at the moment it's extremely low. And I also know why, right? You know, the never-ending kitchen renovations that is into month 4 now, I think. It's just like, you know, that takes a lot of energy and all that. Obviously, my cat died, which is devastating. And I can't really quite get over that. And just like I say, the state of the world and all that stuff. So it's not really surprising sometimes that capacity is low. And, you know, you might be going through some stuff too. I'm sure you are, because everybody's always going through something, right? But when what we don't do is acknowledge that, we're like, why am I so tired? Okay, well, let me list all the reasons. Why do I not want to have a shower today? Because it feels like too much energy. Okay, let me list all the reasons. Why did I spend an entire day watching all 6 episodes of Heated Rivalry in my pajamas yesterday? Hello, that was me. Let me list some reasons, right? And I think that actually there's a lot of self-kindness that we can dish out. And we can also just be aware of this. And rather than like, come on, you know, go, go, go. It's like, so what can I actually do today? All right, I'll do that then. And as soon as you flip it like that, I mean, yeah, you're not ever going to be a hustler, but do you want to be a hustler? And I think actually that sort of quiet, gentle, determined push forward is actually it's going to do more good in the long run than kidding yourself about how you feel or pushing when you're poorly or something like that. You know, it's if you're unwell, then stopping, honestly, even if it's only for a day, is the best thing that you can do. And the world isn't going to end. I mean, the world might end anyway, so you might as well just have a day off and watch Heated Rivalry from start to finish. All right, so capacity, it's not the same as motivation, because I'm going to do an episode next week. I am, just checks notes, next week, about motivation. But motivation and capacity are not the same thing, right? Motivation is an emotional thing. It's a kind of noisy thing. But capacity is this physical, mental, nervous system-based thing. Capacity is what you're made of, I suppose, is one way of putting it. And, you know, you can absolutely want to work and you can want to do some stuff, but still not have the capacity to do it. And it's arguably one of the most frustrating things, because I really want to get going with my Substack and I really want to do a few other things. And I just haven't been able to do it. And this is, again, it's different from procrastination, right? procrastination is doing lots of other things rather than the thing that you want to do. But not having capacity kind of means that you do nothing. There's a difference there. And I would never treat low capacity as laziness other than, you know, I'm choosing to be lazy today, but laziness or resistance or anything like that, because there's no shame to this. It's just, I don't have the energy. All right, well, don't do it today then, because if you don't have the energy and you don't have the capacity, the mental capacity, don't. But there are things that you can do by, you know, to determine whether it is procrastination or fear of doing it or apathy or one of those things. You know, you can do a little bit. And if you feel like that, you might do a little bit more. But I think you know yourself. I'm not going to, you know, patronize you to the extent that it's like, you don't know yourself. Listen to me. I'm the expert. You know yourself. And I'm just naming it for you. Okay. That's what I'm doing. But I've certainly in the past mislabeled exhaustion as a mindset problem. I think loads of times, honestly. And I think it was really as once we moved house last summer and things, you know, my husband was settled in his new job, which is much closer to home, and we're in the house that we want to be with the view and all of that stuff. And I think then it really started to hit me as to how exhausted I really was. And I kept trying to keep going and kidding myself about stuff and I'll look for new opportunities and all this. And it's just like, no, you're too tired. You're just too tired. And I know that's burnout, right? But even coming back after the Christmas break, I felt so much lighter. I felt so much better. And then my cat died and it's just absolutely knocked me for six. And I think that that just shows that my capacity was not actually there. And so it's slow. It's slow. I'm taking it slow. I'm taking it gently. And I'm doing really carefully the things that I want to. And I've already cancelled two things this year. And it's just, you know, honestly, it's rubbish. I need to stop booking things in because I just won't do them. But that's okay too. It's just, I mean, I hate letting people down. It's not that. But it's just like, if you really feel this, what, like bone deep tiredness, listen to it. Because that's your capacity talking. And obviously, you know, if you've got serious mental health issues, then go and see a doctor. And, you know, maybe you need HRT, maybe you need antidepressants. You know, maybe there's something like that. So I'm not giving you solutions for those things if there's something else going on as well. But this is like this kind of lingering bone deep tiredness that I know I'm not the only one that feels. I know, you know, I go to enough networking meetings and events and talk to enough people to know that it feels like a kind of universal, oh my God, I'm tired. And it sucks, really. It really sucks. But actually, it's interesting, the January thing, because it's only by a quirk of the Gregorian calendar that January is the beginning of the year. It, you know, it could be June. It could be October. It doesn't matter. It's just how it is. It's not actually a thing, if that makes sense. It's just part of the calendar. And so that's what we do. But actually, it's not. It's a time for hibernation, winter is. It's a time for hibernation. It's a time for hunkering down. It's certainly not a time for going out and smashing it, you know. It's so we're trying to do those things when our pure genetic makeup doesn't want us to. And I think all of those things should also be borne in mind, right? So, low capacity. Let me tell you what it actually feels like. It feels like everything takes longer. It feels like everything is a challenge. It feels like simple, you know, it feels heavy. Simple things feel kind of weirdly difficult and heavy. Decision-making is harder. And it's not, you know, you just feel kind of slowed, maybe sluggish, but that's, I don't know if that's quite the right word. It's just, you know, like when you see animals being born, like cows and things, and they're trying to walk. They're just trying to walk and they can't walk just yet. And it's almost like that. It's like, or birds starting to fly, you know? It's like, do you know what? I can't do it yet. So I'm going to have another little go, but I'm all right. I don't need to do it yet. And that's how to think about yourself, really. You know, do the thing that you need to do. Grow your wings stronger. Grow your legs stronger. Just be for a while rather than beating yourself up for not having had a 10 grand January. I mean, you know, there's always February, right? It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter because the only person you're competing against is yourself. And you are the most important thing in the entire world, quite frankly. So you got to look after that. You've got to look after yourself. And I think you'll probably recognise yourself in some of those things. And it isn't a case, certainly isn't a case that you don't care. It's a case of just can't hold as much right now. Something's got to give. Something's got to go. I don't have no. I mean, no is enough. That's all you need. That's all you need to say and do. And you can decide what you choose to show up for, yeah? So don't try and do everything. Pick and choose some things. And if 2025 you was really super enthusiastic about all the things that you were going to do and books you onto some conferences and this, that, and the other, and you're just like, oh, no, I'm too tired. It's okay not to go. It's okay not to do these things. It really is. And so you can choose to do one thing that feels doable and meaningful. You know, for me, this podcast, hello, is doable and is meaningful. And I don't have to perform for it. I'm here. I'm dressed and showered. I know, right? And I even shaved my legs this morning. So you are honoured today. You've got the full service. But it feels doable and it feels meaningful. And it makes a difference. And I think that it's purposeful. That's something that really matters to me, is that I know that you listen to it. I know it makes a difference to you. It makes a difference to me because it's kind of active. It's because I spend a lot of time on my own, talking to myself, muttering to myself. So actually constructing proper thoughts and articulating them is helpful to me too. And it is an action, you know, but I don't have to perform. It's not video-based. It's not, you know, it's not for likes kind of thing. It's nothing. It certainly won't go viral. And that, all of those things make it feel steady and grounding and part of a really long journey. You know, this is episode 173. And so it's a big old journey that we're on together here. And so for me, that it feels doable and it feels meaningful and it's not going, you know, it's not going anywhere. And so what is it that you do that is similar to that? You know, it might be your client work, right? It might be that you need to show up in a certain way for your clients. And if you're finding that very difficult and you're finding that's out of your capacity, then perhaps it's time for you to look at the way that you deliver the service that you deliver. Because certainly, I mean, I've said before on in recent episodes that was one of the things that led me to close down my program at the end of December, end of 2025, because I didn't have the capacity for it anymore. It was nothing to do with the people. It was nothing to do with the work itself. It was the way the work was delivered. So I closed it down after a lot of blood, sweat and tears thinking about it. But there are things that if you don't feel you're able to do them, or you're really pushing yourself to do them, or if you let yourself admit it, you'd rather not be doing it, you know, then think about why that is and see if there's something that you can change with that. And then let other things wait without turning that into some sort of enormous moral failing. If you just, you know, if something gets put off till next week, does it really matter? I don't know. I mean, eventually it catches up, right? And you've got this enormous pile of stuff that needs to be done. But generally speaking, it's kind of okay. So I think a really important distinction to make is that it often isn't about avoidance. It's about prioritisation based on capacity. And that's really, really important. There are dangers with pushing through when you're pushing through low capacity. And there are things like resentment. You know, you start to resent maybe the clients that you're working with or the things that you've promised to people, the obligation, because you don't want to do it because you're tired, because it just feels a bit too much. And what that does is it will train your body not to trust you. And that's not a cool thing to do, is it? You know, if your brain's going, I don't want to, I'm too tired, and your body's going, here we go, one step in front of the other, then, you know, it's a mismatch thing. And it can often lead to a harder stop later. I mean, burnout can come and force you to stop. Shingles can force you to stop. But also you can find yourself in a place where you don't want to be. Because what if the capacity stays low? What if that is just your capacity? Now, I've talked a lot before about the fact that I'm a low energy person, apart from when the ADHD overrides the autism and then I go mental. But, you know, it's only for a short period of time that I can't run in a high energy space all the time. I can't function in a high energy space all the time. And I know that, and I accept that, and I'm fine with that. It's frustrating sometimes, but whatever, it's fine. I run out of steam pretty quickly on things. And so that's all right. And so I built my life and my business around that. And it's just how it is. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I don't think there's any shame in that. And so that's something perhaps for you to reflect on. And if you are doing things around how you actually are, rather than how you wish you were. Because, I mean, we can all wish we were a bit shinier and a bit whatever. But, you know, I'm not, and I'm too tired to care about it anymore. Oh, dear. There's a real cost to that over time, you know. There really is. And I don't want you to go down that path. If you're thinking, maybe I see some of this, then that's important for you to change. And that's the kind of stuff that I do with my clients, right? That's the kind of stuff I can help you with. So if you feel like you're at this kind of impasse and you don't know which direction, which path to take, then drop me a message, because that's something that we can work through together, right? I'm very, very good at helping people who need reorientating. And that's what I do. That's my sweet spot, right? If you listen to the sweet spot episode, then you'll know all about that. So, okay. And don't expect anything. I'm not Tony Robbins, nor would I want to be. I'm not going to get you whooping and anything. Absolutely not. I'm just going to help you to go, do you know what? I feel all right now. And that's enough. It's so British, isn't it? I want to say to you as well that partial presence still counts, right? Showing up imperfectly is still showing up. Yeah? Doing what you need to do with you, I don't know, maybe you've got a Zoom call and you've got a nice top on, but you've got pajamas bottoms on at the bottom. Doesn't matter, right? You're still showing up. It doesn't matter at all. And I think that doing less is actually better, because the fewer widgets and bells and whistles you add onto something, the purer it is, and often the better it is. And I think that really we are tired with the everything. You know, we've got to be everything, we've got to do everything, we've got to have everything, we've got to be so shiny and so perfect. And I think it's just reached a bit of a crescendo where it's like, oh, it's not that. I just cannot do that anymore. You know, I'm going completely feral here. And there's a real release to that, definitely. It's the pressure that there's been in the online world for the last, oh, I think it started with COVID, you know. So what's that, 6 years now? Yeesh. There's been that kind of pressure. It just didn't used to be there the same, but it is now. And it's not helped by the people who shout the loudest and the people who, oh, I don't know, a lot of it's AI generated now, isn't it? But, you know, that kind of bar that you're supposed to hit that is often absolutely unrealistic. And if I see one more person like posing in some faceless hotel room in Dubai, it's like, I don't want to go to Dubai. I'm not remotely interested in going there. I don't know why it's become such a pinnacle of success. It's to me, that's so odd. It's not for me. Maybe you've been, maybe you love it, whatever, that's fine. I'd be much more inspired if someone was swimming in a lake in Switzerland or something. But that's just me. See, you know, I'm much quieter, gentle. You know, all these things that I never thought I would ever be actually turns out that I am all of them. So there you go. But yeah, my point here was that doing less is often more sustainable. And doing less with honesty and with purpose is definitely more sustainable. And if your work is capacity aware, then it's going to build trust with yourself. And you got to trust yourself and you got to be honest with yourself, because if you can't be, then what hope is there for you? I say, really. So I want to reassure you that, you know, if things feel harder than usual right now, you're not alone. There are 1,000 factors that I could list out for you, but you know what they are. And this absolutely is not a doom and gloom episode. Probably should have said that at the beginning. It's not a doom and gloom episode. It's actually about a sustainable future. It's about sustainability. It's about purpose. It's about growth. And it's about doing all that whilst absolutely being true and honest and supportive of the one thing that's really going to make all of it work. And that's you. Yeah, got to look after yourself, mate. Got to do that. If there is something, you know, more serious going on, though, obviously, I say it again, please get professional advice and support. You can't kind of think yourself out of an actual mental health crisis or something like that. But I think accepting that capacities change with what is going on externally does make a difference. You know, there's a lot of stimulus and you know, the world's, everything you read is negative, right? The newspapers are all full of negativity. They're all fighting with each other. The news is challenging, to say the least. There's a lunatic in charge of one of the biggest countries in the world. And, you know, things are genuinely quite frightening. And so that will seep into things, even if not consciously. Like, there's a collective, what is going on in America now? And oh my God, it's impacting us, you know, or how is it going to impact us? And I don't think that we should ignore that. You know, I don't mean in a political sense. I mean in the pressure of, you know, that kind of unseen heaviness, I think. So, you know, and costs are rising and blah, 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 you know, all. So capacity may well be lower. However, what that means is if your capacity is lower, you can do something like, okay, I'm going to work for an hour today, and you will be so super productive that you will be able to watch every single box set for the rest of the hours. And that's actually quite, you know, that's an achievement in itself. I felt really, since my husband yesterday, he rang on his way home, as he always does. And I said, do you want to know what I've done today? He's like, yeah. And I said, I've done the washing up, because our dishwasher, oh God, in our new kitchen, the dishwasher doesn't work yet, but soon. So we're hand washing, which is a first world problem, but it's dreadful. So I've done the washing up and I've watched all 6 episodes of Heated Rivalry. And he said, and I'm like, nope, I believe that was enough for one day. And he laughed and I laughed and it was all fine. Because sometimes things like that, they feel like an achievement in themselves. I don't want you to think that I'm having a complete mental breakdown. There are certainly elements of that kicking around. But I like to keep showing up for this podcast and for you, because messy business is what this is called. And messy business is what this is about. And I've been in business for long enough, 14 years, to know that this is just one of those kind of downtimes for me. And what comes next is going to be better than what was before, because it always is. And it always has been. And so I'm not you know, I'm not miserable, I'm not unhappy. I'm desperately sad that my cat died, but I'm not miserable or unhappy. I'm just, you know, I'm kind of just having a hunker down period and watching and waiting to see what happens. And what's interesting with that is that because I'm not forcing anything, I'm not actively kind of like doing anything, if that makes sense, I've had some really interesting people knock on my door. Not literally, obviously that would be horrendous. Email me and get in touch. Because, I don't know, I think my low capacity is meaning that I've just cut so much stuff out that there genuinely is space for new things. And I got a couple of really interesting clients and I've got some other really interesting opportunities. And that's nice. And that feels really freeing and capacity appropriate, which is what the whole point of this episode is. And I think of having a business is, right? If you can't be capacity appropriate in your own business, then, you know, get a job where someone dictates it to you, really, is kind of the simple message for that. So I'll leave you with this thought. You don't need to override yourself to be productive, right? You might just need to listen to yourself a little bit more. Okay. Da, 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 da. That was today's episode of Messy Business. I've been Libby Langley and I will see you next week. Lots of love. Bye. Thanks for joining me for another episode of Messy Business. If something sparked a thought or started a shift, I would genuinely love to hear about it. Let me know on Instagram @Libby Langley. Until next time, make space, stay curious, and do more of what you love.